older I get, the less I need impromptu visitors in my house. Tell me 2 weeks prior. A week prior, if you wanna come and visit me, tell me prior. Unless I invite you, but if you wanna come and visit me, just tell me prior. I prepare. So hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I don't know if you can hear that. I'm kind of whispering because it's like 5 a.m. It's 4:56 a.m. So it's literally 4 minutes to 5 a.m. And I'm back to recording at my weird hours because this is the best time to record. Like, the world is so silent. There's no noise. I don't know if you heard from my previous episode, like, there was a bit of background noise, like there were some kids playing in the background. So yeah, I recorded that episode during the day, which I just realized was a big mistake, because when I listened to the episode later, I had that noise and I couldn't, like, I had already uploaded it. So sorry about that. But yeah, I'm back to recording at my weird hours because it's so silent and serene. It's the perfect time to record. So welcome to a new episode. This is episode 92. I'm so happy. So welcome to this episode. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. So today, pretty much close to maneno mingi ya kuongea, straight to the point. I feel like the next, I don't know. Yeah, I have like 8 more episodes to go, and these episodes are gonna be random but very important episodes, because it's gonna be a list of things that I'm currently, list of things in different categories that I'm currently realizing in my life. So be ready for that. It's an awesome list that I'm coming up with, like different lists. Remember, like the previous episode, if you haven't listened to it, better listen to it. The previous episode was about things I wish I knew sooner. Those are just a few lists. And today's episode is, the older I get, the less I need to. This episode, by the way, this title was inspired by TMI podcast. I saw they did this and I was like, okay, this is a nice list. I think I have some things that I need to do less the older I'm getting. So yeah, I feel like I need to incorporate that. So shout out to TMI podcast. And then next, I have like a lot of lists. I don't want to give you guys spoilers, but that's what I'm talking about today. Anyway, how are you guys doing? Welcome to a new episode. If you haven't watched the Unspoken on the Road, the series on YouTube, what the heck are you doing? In fact, stop listening to this episode and go and watch that thing ASAP. Watch that on YouTube. Remember to like say the Luo in me is coming out. If you haven't watched that, go ahead to YouTube and watch it right now. Like, share, and subscribe, and comment, and share with your friends and family. And also, if you want to be part of the Unspoken story, do that. I have a lot of things, you know, like the third quarter of the year is like the busiest part of the year. I have a lot of things to do, guys. So, but if you want to be part of the Unspoken story, the series, yeah, just check out my social media. You know all my social media by now. I will now eat it, Unspoken Podcast. K-E. So let's get this started. The older I get, number one, the older I get, the less I need to. Okay, let me start. The older I get, the less I need to entertain bullshit, man. Especially from men. I do not entertain bullshit at all. BS in my life right now. I'll just block your ass. Me, I block you. Nowadays, like, if you just hear, like, I don't know, when I was young, of course, I did not, like, when I was young, we were just starting to know about boys and men. That was back in high school. I think, honestly, for me, I was a late bloomer on that side. I actually started really getting into relationships when I was in campus. I don't know. that's where the people are supposed to start, actually. Like, siku juzi vitu in high school. Remember when in high school people used to, when you come from the holidays and people will start telling stories how suji their boyfriend. I was so shocked. I didn't ever have a boyfriend back in high school, honestly. Unless zilikuwa, these ones like you write letter, kuandikiwa barua, is funky, but a real boyfriend, I really never had in high school. So I think my first real boyfriend was back in high, was back in uni, in fact, when I was in first year. Yeah. My first love who broke my heart. My first love and my first heartbreak down. So, and I don't know if I used to, entertain bullshit, honestly, but the older I get now, the less I need to entertain bullshit. Like now, I don't know, even, I'm not even really interested in, like, relationships that much. I mean, that phase in my life where I'm not really into relationships at this time, like now, currently, I'm not even looking into getting into relationships, into serious relationship. I'm not really really interested that much. So now is the time I don't even like entertain bullshit from men. Like, you wanna come there, you wanna lie to me. I mean, you want to treat me as if the things you're, like, you just want to give me the bare minimum. You want to give me the bare minimum. I'll not entertain that bullshit. Ama, you want to talk to me, like, you want to talk to me the way you want to talk to me. Like, you think you know me because, you think you know me because I gave you access to me. If I notice that me giving you access. And by the way, when I say the older I get, the less I need to entertain bullshit, especially for men. I don't mean like even, I mean it when it comes to relationship, and I also mean it like even platonic relationships for men. Even people in my, like even people I know just random, like no, it doesn't even mean like basically like in a relationship. It means both ways. So like if I notice, we talk and then you think now that you have access to me, you can talk to me the way you want. You think now that you have access to me, you know who I am. Now you start judging me. Like, oh, I hate that shit. I will block you. And I've blocked a couple of people. I have. There's some people come to me and they just talk to me like, as if sasa, they're God. As if CG, like they talk to me bullshit. Like me, I'll block you. In fact, I block you on all social media. Plus, I block you everywhere. So the older I get, the less I need to entertain bullshit. And if you're coming here with your BS in my DMs, bro, cooler block. Cooler block. Take it. So yeah, don't entertain bullshit from men's girl. Please. Don't entertain bullshit from men. Another thing, the older I get, the less I need a lot of friends, man. The less I need a lot of friends. I just need two people. Just one friend. I may choke a man. If you remember the last episode, I told you guys how adult friendships are kicking my ass. How they're so hard. So the older I get, the less I need to have friends. I need to have a lot of friends, honestly. If I have one friend, I'm good. Two the most, but one, I'm good, man. Because, yo, character development. Me nice, ya pigo character development, ya relationship. Kuna character development, ya relationship. Pino, ni pigo character development, ya friendship. Hey! Another thing, the older I get, the less I need visitors in my house, man. Especially impromptu visitors. The older I get, the less I need impromptu visitors in my house. Tell me 2 weeks prior. I'm a week prior. If you wanna come and visit me, tell me prior. Unless I invite you. But if you wanna come and visit me, just tell me prior. I prepare. So the older I get, and it's not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. But the older I get, the less I need impromptu visitors. In my house, I just need to be alone with my dark curtains and just watch my movies, man. Oh, that's all I need. The older I get, the less I need to party hard. Oh, what? Like, oh, gone are the days when I used to party hard. Like, I'm even looking at my life nowadays. I'm like, who? What? Is this me? I can't even believe this is me. Like, I literally don't party hard as I used to. But I think it's a phase because back in campus, hey, me ndo nilikuanga demo form, demo shere. I used to party so hard in campus. Natuko napiga shots kavu. Like we used to take shots. And even now, when I even think about, by then now I don't, if you don't know, I don't drink makali that much. Okay, I won't lie to you. I don't drink kabisa. I drink, when I say, what is makali? Nikisama makali, in English, that's alcoholic, because I can't say alcoholic because my favorite, I drink wine, and wine is an alcoholic drink. I drink beer, which is an alcoholic drink, so I don't drink hard liquor. Yes, exactly. So the older I get, the less I need to party hard. So nowadays I don't like drink hard liquor that much. I drink it once in a while. I don't drink it that much, cause yeah, it's nimeshindwa kabisa. Like I think I'm getting my days, my party pooper days are gone, are behind me. So the older I get nowadays, even when I go to club and my all time drink is always pineapple punch, Smirnoff, or red wine. And if I'm in the mood of like getting so like tipsy, and then maybe I'll take a shot or two. But the older I get, the less I need to party hard, honestly. Nowadays I go to the club, it's like 2 a.m. and I'm just looking at people like, okay, I need to go back to my house like now. And when I party just one weekend, one day, yo, I'm dead. I'm like, I'm exhausted for reggae. Yep, I went for the reggae. And yo, I thought I knew reggae. I went to that club that day and I knew I didn't know reggae. I'm like, what was that DJ playing though? Me the reggae I know is Chris Martin, Alain, Etana, Kina Chali, Chatnini, Romain Vago, what's the name? Romain Vago. Nacio Fontaine, that's the reggae I know. Kina Beres Hammond, that's the reggae. I just knew like a few jams and I was like, kumbe, I don't know reggae. I thought I was a Rasta girl, but yeah, that's beside the point. So the older I get, the less I need to party hard, man. Yo, it's exhausting. The older I get, the less I need external validation. The less I need external validation. Nowadays, I do everything that I want. And I chase the things that I want that make me happy, the things that I want them to take me to the next level. And I do it for myself. I do it for myself. I don't do it so that people can see, eh, nani anafanya hivi? Ati umsana jituma. Like, no, so that people can clap for me. I used to do that, honestly. But nowadays, I even used to be sad when people didn't validate my work. I used to be sad. I think when I was starting the podcast, Kitambo, I used to be sad when people didn't validate my work. But nowadays, the older I get, the less I need external validation. As long as I clap for myself, I celebrate myself, I'm good. Another thing is, the older I get, the less I care about other people's opinion of me. Yo, like, fuck you and your opinion. Like deuces, man. I don't care. I don't care. The older I used to be a people pleaser. I used to. In fact, I recovered. I wanted to say I'm a recovering people pleaser, but no, I'm not. I recovered. Nowadays, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. So the older I get, the less I care about people's opinion. You're gonna come to my DMs and judge me and talk to me, and talk. Oh no, bro. No, I don't want that noise to my ears. I don't care about your opinion. I don't care about what you think. I do not give a fuck. Another thing, the older I care, the older I care, sorry, the older I get, the less I need chaos in my life. Oh, like I don't need chaos. I don't want drama in my life. The older I get, the older I get, the less I need drama. Drama, chaos, count me out. Like, peace out, man. I do not want drama. Like, I do not. I don't know. I do not want drama. I fear drama. I do not want drama. Chaos. Basically, me, I'm one person who doesn't know how to argue with someone. I can't. Me, I'll just walk away. So now, the older I get, the less I need chaos in my life. You wanna come in my life and come with all your the drama you have? Me, I'll just cut you off. Honestly, nowadays, but I cut people off. Wait. When I think about like do what you did to me and things, I did not, and then I feel like I didn't handle it the way I was supposed to handle it. I'll just cut you off. I'll just block you. You can't see my status. I mean, you can't see my social media. I'll just block you. So the older I get, the less I need drama and chaos. And honestly, I wanna say this on the phone. Like there's someone I used to know, and hey, that person came with chaos. Like, okay. We see, you know, when you meet people, of course, when you start, life is good, life is good, you talk well, like life is like, I don't know, when you're in a relationship with someone, then things just go well, things just go well, of course. And then of course when you're in a relationship, there's a possibility that you might break up or you might not break up, and when you break up, things get ugly. So yeah, anyway, I broke up with this guy, and then he has like drama. He wants to bring drama and chaos in my life. Like he has a Have you ever seen a man with a big mouth? In fact, I'm calling him out on this podcast. I usually not do this, but I have to, because, man, fuck that dude. You can't come and, in my life and then me cut you off. Like, I've already told you, bro, I don't want you. Like, me, I'm done with you. And then he's forcing himself on me. He has a, and then he has a big mouth. Have you ever seen a dude with a big mouth, bro? Like, akona mudomo kubwa. I've never seen. I saw that. I that's the first time I saw that in a man. So he came with a lot of kids until I was so stressed. I was even so scared. Like, what the heck? This is a man who has a lot of drama like this. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Until I had to block the guy. I had to block his ass. Imagine. Because he was sending me long texts, long messages with a lot of threats. And even I started talking, it was giving stalker vibes, honestly. It was giving stalker vibes because the guy didn't know how to let go. He couldn't let go. I was like, dude, I'm done with you. Let's break up. Any, you know, Shona, this time you break up with someone and you break up like indirectly, like you don't even want to hurt their feelings. I had to hurt his, because I did that. And then I felt like he didn't understand what I said. So I had to like just tell him, bro, me, I've moved on. Let's break up. And he still, didn't listen. Like, he still continued. I even called him a stalker. He started stalking me. He's texting me on all social media platforms. He's texting me on Instagram. He'll text me on all my Instagram accounts. He'll text me on WhatsApp like, dude, read the room, man. I don't want you. Hey, I don't want you, man. Read the room. So I don't want that. That dude came with a lot of chaos and drama. And I was like, hey, fuck you. Like, no, I don't want you. I don't want all this. I can't stand for all this, man. Like, I gave you access to me, and then now you're trying to manipulate me, and you're trying to, like, you're trying to feel, make me feel small. I know. I was like, bye. I can't do this. So the older I get, the less I need chaos and drama in my life. Like, I'll just block you. I'll just cut you off. Period. The older I get, the less I need unnecessary questions about my personal life. Like, hey, tukikutana TV, and then you're like asking me questions. Like, you're asking me some personal questions. Your story, you know, apana staki, mimi staki. So the older I get, the less I need unnecessary questions about my life. Like, deep, deep personal questions about my life. No, that's for me to know and for you to keep guessing. So yeah, I don't like people indulging in my personal life. The things I share here in the podcast is the things I want to share, okay? The older I get, the less I need to, the less I need small talk. Like, yo, I hate small talk. I hate small talk. Ati, hi, how are you? How was your day? How are you doing? What are you, motherfucker, shit. I hate that. Like, what? Like, that's why I think that's why I'm in a space right now. I don't even feel like being in a relationship right now. I'm not in that space for like being in a relationship, talking to someone new, starting at what's your favorite color, what's your favorite food, that small talk. Oh, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that right now, honestly. Right now, I don't have time for that. Maybe some other time, maybe not this year, like maybe some other time, but not like, but currently I hate small talk. The older I get, the less I need that small talk. Like, hi, how are you? No, thank you. No, thank you. I had like 10. Are those 10 though? Are those 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I think I said all of them. External validation. The older I get, the less I need to entertain meaningless relationship and meaningless friendship. Like when I said on the last episode, some bridges are meant to be burnt and stay burnt. There's no mending that shit. Some bridges are meant to be burnt and let them stay burnt, man. Mimi, one thing about me, let me tell you, guys, I will give people chances. I will give you a chance. Like, ukinikosea, like if I see some, because I'm also a human being, because me, I wrong people. So, but then nowadays, I'm getting when I speak here, I handle things differently. That's growth. That's personal growth. Nowadays, I handle things differently. Even if I go back and look and say, wow, that's how I handle this. Like the older me couldn't have handled that thing the way I handled it now. Because now I think I've grown so much as an individual. I handle matters differently. Like nowadays, if like I get, because I'm now with someone, I will sit back. I will sit back and analyze the whole situation and say, and even analyze myself. Okay, babe, what did you do in this situation? I'll start analyzing myself and say, okay, here I was wrong. I did this wrong. And then the other person, I'll give the other person grace and also analyze them and say, okay, we are both wrong and I accept. And I sit down first and like, I give people time. I give myself time before I cut you off. Like to me, I give people chances. Like, hey, I'll give you chance. I'll give you like 1/4. In fact, 5 chances. Me and Pangam Seta. In fact, I don't even count them. But once I'm fed up, hey, you won't see me again. Like once I'm fed up with you, like you won't ever see me again. I'll just block you. You'll just find you can't even call me. Like I've blocked you everywhere. And once I've blocked you, there's no coming back. I don't unblock people. Me, I do not. I never do that. Once I block you and I delete your number, it's over. It's goodbye forever. You'll just be listening to me here on the podcast like another fan, but you'll never have access to me because you misuse that access. I've really grown as an individual because the older me, nilikuwa na mdomo, like tukikosana mimi pia naleta, ukinipa mdomo pia naleta mdomo, like I used to have like a big, like nilikuwa napeleka maneno, but nowadays I just want to be by myself. I analyze, and when I'm wrong, I correct myself and I give people chances. But if they blow off all the chances I've given them, bye Felicia. It's goodbye. Just block you. So those are the few things that those are the few things that I came up on this list of the older I get, which was I got this inspiration from TMI podcast. So shout out to them. Anyway, I hope you've learned something. Have you learned something though? How I cut people off and how the things I do currently, and yeah, the things that have changed since I get older. So yeah, you should make up your list, by the way. This list is helping you to not entertain some bullshit. So if you're listening to this, please make your list, make your own list of the older you get, the less you need, the things that you need to do less. So you need to make that list for yourself. It will really help you to not entertain a lot of bullshit. Okay, anyway, let me love and leave you guys here. I don't know if you've heard me, but I was kind of whispering here on this episode because I feel it's like so late. I don't want to be shouting and people are still sleeping. So hope you've learned something from this episode of mine, and remember to rate the podcast if you like it, so that many people can get to watch it, to listen to it. Check out my YouTube vlog. Remember, 100 episodes is coming officially tomorrow. Today I'm starting the questions on Instagram, so send your questions, all the questions you want to ask me on the 100th special, any question, any topic, podcasting, my career, my personal life. I said I don't want, this is your chance to ask me about my personal life, okay? This is your chance. Even anything, career, podcasting, adulting, relationships, anything, like think about it, anything. Just ask me on the, and I'll answer all of them on the 100th episode special. Okay. Okay, guys. Okay, guys. Okay, guys. Be safe. Take care of yourself. And I'll see you on Sunday. Adios.